New South Wales takes the lead in gambling ad ban. The New South Wales, NSW, Labour government has announced a comprehensive ban on gambling advertising across the state's public transport network. This decision affects advertising on trains, buses, light rail, and ferries, as well as at stations and ferry wharves. The move aims to address growing public concern about the impact of gambling promotions, particularly on children and vulnerable individuals. Transport for NSW manages one of the largest advertising networks in Australia, with advertising assets spread across 798 boards at Sydney train stations, 49 road-facing digital billboards, 3,711 city buses, 76 trams, and the Tangara train fleet. These assets generate over $33 million annually in revenue. Despite the financial benefits, the government has opted to phase out gambling advertisements over the next 12 months. This decision follows criticism from advocacy groups and the public, sparked by incidents such as sports betting advertisements that failed to meet compliance standards, including mandatory gambling helpline information. Transport Minister Joe Halen highlighted the widespread presence of gambling advertisements on public transport and the need for reform. She noted that parents are particularly concerned about the influence of such ads on children. The scale of the transport network's advertising contracts means the transition will take time, but the government plans to work closely with contract partners to implement the changes within a year. The gambling advertisement ban aligns with broader concerns about gambling harm in Australia. The country records the highest gambling losses globally, with Australians spending at least $24 billion annually on slots and betting, according to a Grattan Institute report. Sports betting alone accounts for over $50 billion in yearly turnover, prompting calls for stricter regulations on gambling advertising. In addition to state-level actions, a 2023 parliamentary inquiry chaired by the late Labour MP Peter Murphy recommended a national ban on gambling advertisements. The inquiry sought to address the harms caused by problem gambling. Lobby efforts come up short. While federal action has been discussed, progress has been hindered by resistance from sporting organizations and media outlets that rely on revenue from gambling partnerships. For instance, high-level meetings between Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and executives from major television networks and sports organizations reportedly led to delays in proposed federal advertising restrictions. The government has also introduced other gambling harm minimization measures. New rules concerning the placement of ATMs and EFT POS machines near gaming rooms will be enforced starting February 1. These rules require that cash withdrawal machines be located at least 5 meters from gaming room entrances and out of sight of gaming machines. The intent is to encourage breaks in gambling activity, giving individuals a chance to reconsider their spending. Venues found in violation of these regulations face fines, statutory directions, and potential prosecution. Additional reforms include reducing the statewide gaming machine entitlement cap by over 3,000, banning political donations from clubs with gaming machines, lowering cash input limits on new gaming machines from $5,000 to $500, and implementing trials of cashless gaming in pubs and clubs. Liquor and Gaming NSW has been conducting compliance checks, inspecting more than 225 venues across 17 local government areas to ensure adherence to these regulations. Although most venues have complied, 30 were found to still be in breach of the requirements.